They don't look at the big picture for reals.
This is your big picture.
No, it's the big picture. There are final things. They do matter. Our lives here on the in this corporeal plane or material plane or realm, if you will, of Earth are short, relatively speaking. Speaking to you Catholics and even many Episcopalians and Presbyterians and Pentecostals will have these parts, most of the parts of the creed. In the creed that they say, you believe in the life of the world to come, the resurrection of the body, the life of the world to come. These are parts of the creed. This means that at judgment or in eternity, should you make it through purgatory or make it directly to heaven, few do, many are called, few answer, you will resume this corporeal form. But it won't be in this realm. And you won't need the things of this realm, which is the whole exercise of Christianity. This is what differentiates it from all the other religions of the world, all the other, quote, religions, close quote, of the world and of history. And that's why it singularly stands alone as the answer and the faith. Now, I don't make a lot of friends when I say things like this. There are those that agree and go, yay! And the other ones go, you had me until you had to go there. I'm sorry that philosophical truth hurts, but it is philosophical truth. It is theological truth. It is, as St. Thomas Aquinas proved, demonstrable in the physical world. If need be, we can prove it. Shouldn't have to come to that. St. Thomas thought, well, if it needs to be done, can it be done? Yes, it can. Now, why does all this matter? To wrap all this up. Folks, to live amongst such apostasy? Of course, apostasy requires that there be some knowledge of the faith. And maybe there is a shortcoming there when it comes to what you do and what I do. How much of the faith are you promoting by joining the pro-life club and promoting the nomination of Justice, or soon-to-be Supreme Court Justice, Brett Kavanaugh? Mere church, we're striking a blow for life. Okay, why are you striking a blow for life? Because we're pro-life. Why are you pro-life? Because we're not for abortion. Why are you not for abortion? If you don't know the final things, ultimate cause, ultimate purpose, man, you're just playing at the game like everyone else. So this is why the final things, ontological things, if you want to get technical, this is why they matter. And this is why it's important to learn them. And then it's important to share them and to try and instruct and teach them. So when women are parading around going like, if you want an abortion, get one! Yay! By the way, what did I say earlier? Roe versus Wade is Roe versus Wade, and abortions and babies are being killed willy-nilly across the amber waves of blood. Why? Because of Roe versus Wade, or because you have such a pathetic state of moral affairs that men and women are participating in what makes the abortion, in their mind, necessary? Again, this is a moral problem. What kind of a man or what kind of a woman? Now, imagine this. You're one of these yahoos that's in that audience for this Netflix show. And as she's going through her pomp and circumstance, you stand up and you cheer.